6:54 on a Wednesday morning during the basketball season. Time for Basketball Junes, where this reporter gets to take a look at his favorite league, the Association. And today I thought we would talk uniforms, because the Nike NBA City Edition uniforms have really been catching my attention this year. As you know, Nike introduced the City Edition look about 3 years ago. This is our third full season. Nike says they did it to pay tribute to the cultural history or some unique identifying neighborhood or landmark within a city. I think they did it to sell jerseys.
No.
I really think so. And when they hit on these, they fly off the shelves. So good for Nike. They've come up with something that's really interesting. I don't like all of them. For example, I don't really like the Mavs City Edition jersey.
I hate them.
And the definition behind the Mavs City Edition jersey this year, which is that graffiti lettering and the neon green trim with the blue jersey, is that it's a tip of the cap to Deep Ellum. And, you know, Mavs Gaming is located in Deep Ellum. And because of all the graffiti in Deep Ellum, they wanted something that had a graffiti vibe to it.
Okay.
Because we've seen them so much, the Mavericks are wearing them so often, I've gotten used to them, but I don't necessarily like them. However, in general, I am loving the City Edition looks that some of these teams are throwing down. And some of the City Edition jerseys don't have the team name across the front. They don't have the city name. They don't have the nickname. They have something that I've had to go look up. So I thought we would go through each of these City Edition jerseys and talk about the meaning behind some of them and whether I like them or not. We'll just go alphabetically. And this is from the Nike website explaining the looks or the definitions or the meaning behind them. Atlanta, when they wear their City Edition, it says Peachtree across the front. The color scheme is great. And of course, if you know anything about Atlanta, there are about 700 streets named Peachtree in Atlanta. Peachtree Lane, Peachtree Way, Peachtree Avenue, Peachtree Circle. Some of them are duplicated or tripled or quadrupled. Peachtree is Atlanta.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a great look when Atlanta, because I don't really like their normal uniforms, but when they roll out with the dark Peachtree uniforms, those are pretty sweet.
Yeah, and again, you're going to something that people can identify with who live outside of Atlanta. Do people outside of Dallas relate to Deep Ellum?
Well, no, but there are a lot of these that you're going to find
that
I don't know that you can relate to.
Okay.
A lot of teams, Boston, for example, just has the old-time Boston look, and I think that looks great.
Yeah.
Brooklyn, this year, their City Edition uniforms, on the front, it says Bedstoy, Bed-Stuy. Now, can you relate to that?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No.
Is that how you pronounce it? Bed-Stuy?
I think it's Stoy, but I'm not sure.
You may be right. I've always been confused
Bedford
every time.
Stuyvesant.
Stuy, okay. Bed-Stuy. Bedford Stuyvesant. I always thought it was Stuyvesant. Stuyvesant.
It's a neighborhood.
Is a neighborhood in the north central part of the New York borough of Brooklyn. And that, since the late 1930s, has been a major cultural center for Brooklyn's African-American population. So the Nets thought this year with their City Edition jerseys, they would pay tribute to Bed-Stuy. Is that what we said?
Mm-hmm.
The Bed-Stuy neighborhood.
Mm.
Again, I had to look that up when I saw them take the court wearing those. I had no idea what that meant. It's not a bad look. It's not my favorite, but it's an interesting story. Charlotte is going with what a lot of teams are going with, and that's kind of the airport abbreviation, just the three big letters. I think Phoenix was the first to do this many years ago, PHX. Charlotte this year, one of their alternate or their City Edition jersey just says CHA, and I think that's a cool look. The Bulls, I love. Their City Edition this year is a baby blue with a red and white and baby blue bullhead logo right on the chest. And I think that looks awesome.
Cool.
And their pants are great because they have Globetrotter stars down each panel on the side.
Yeah, I like that. Love it.
The Cavaliers have CLE, but it's in cursive with the big C underlining the LE. And I do love the gold and maroon or burgundy and white stripes down the side of the jersey and the pants. That's a throwback look to the Cavs uniforms back in the 70s. The Denver Nuggets, I don't like, but I never liked these Nuggets uniforms that debuted back in the 80s. It's the whole Rocky Mountains in the background with the Denver skyline in the front ground, foreground, and then the gay pride stripes, I don't know what it is, across the chest, all the way around.
It's those are bad.
Very 80s bad look. The Pistons have great City Edition jerseys, and they've done this for a couple of years where it just says Motor City on the front. That is badass.
Awesome.
Love that. Golden State's got a couple. To pay tribute to Oakland, where they play their home games, they have these black jerseys with white trim, and it just says, instead of the old San Francisco or Golden State Warriors look where it said the city, their alternate City Edition jerseys, it says the town. Kind of embracing Oakland's little brother feel to San Francisco. Okay, yeah, we're not the city, we're the town, but we're proud of it.
Yeah, that's all right.
Their other alternate jersey that they've been wearing a lot this year just says San Francisco across the front, and I think that's really cool. Houston has H-Town across the front of theirs.
H-Town.
And they've got the whole rocket space theme logo on each side and on the front of their shorts. You have Indiana, which has just an old number with the circle, like the player's number with the circle on the front, and that's a throwback look to the Pacers of a long time ago. I believe it goes back to their ABA days. The Clippers have, in Gothic lettering, Los Angeles across the front. It's a black and white jersey look. The Lakers City Edition looks a lot like the Lakers normal edition. It's just gold with white Lakers, and it's kind of a throwback to maybe the 70s Lakers look. Maybe when Wilt was playing there with white on white and the numbers are white. Stars down the panels on the pants, that's cool. If you like baby blue, and generally I do, you'll love Miami's City Edition, where they've got, in kind of that Miami Art Deco lettering across the front, it just says Miami, and they're baby blue with pink trim.
I love that.
I think it's a great look. It's not for everybody, but I like them a lot. Milwaukee. Have you seen their City Edition jerseys?
I don't know if I have.
I've seen them a lot this year because they're wearing them a lot, and of course I'm watching Giannis a lot. It says Cream City.
Oh yeah, I have seen those.
What do you think that means?
Dairy.
A Friday night.
So I thought either one of those, dairy, but that's incorrect. I thought a Friday night, but that's incorrect. Then I thought it may have something to do with the breweries in town, or they brew, like the first beer they brewed was some kind of a cream beer, I don't know. Cream City is what the town has called itself for over 100 years.
Didn't know that. Because, sounds like a Prince album, too.
Because of the yellow, cream-colored bricks that were first discovered in the Milwaukee area, made in the Milwaukee area in the 19th century, and those bricks were used for many of the buildings and businesses, the breweries, the schools, throughout the 19th century. Some of them still stand. Wow. They've had the nickname Cream City all this time, and I never knew it.
Well, my mother-in-law's lived there 80 years, and she didn't know it.
How funny is that?
Pretty obscure.
I think they are incredibly good-looking jerseys. They have, it's like a cream color, and with the Bucks green across the front, it says Cream City. They're really, really cool-looking.
I like that M font on the shorts, too. That's pretty cool-looking. Mm-hmm.
The Minnesota Timberwolves this year, their City Edition just says it's the, I think their airport code, MSP, and it's light blue with white trim. Great looking jerseys. Mm-hmm. The Pelicans have that Mardi Gras color band across the chest, purple, green, and gold, and then it says NOLA, which is a very cool city abbreviation, N-O-L-A, across the front. You've probably seen that a lot if you're watching Zion. Mm-hmm. I love the Knicks City Edition jersey. It's nothing unique or special. It just says New York across the front in white with white numbers. But the paneling and the trim is red and blue all the way around the neck and the sleeves and down the side and down the side of the pants. They're really cool. Oklahoma City's City Edition, they should go with permanently. I've always hated Oklahoma City's regular uniforms. I'm reading a book called Boomtown. That's my book of the month, by the way, for March. And the author talks about their first year in Oklahoma City when they moved from Seattle. And they chose those weird colors, that blue, but it's not a royal blue. It's just a weird blue and orange. And he said everybody thought they looked like clowns when they took the court because they were clown colors, this brightish, babyish blue and this brightish orange. And they've got terrible jerseys, but their city edition are black with gold trim and the Oklahoma City, which is hard to fit on the front of your chest on a basketball jersey in particular, actually looks to scale and it looks like it fits properly. They should wear these permanently.
Yeah, those are sharp.
Orlando's are great looking. They've got the airport code ORL. They're black with orange trim. Philadelphia has script Philadelphia across the front and a big 76 on the pants. Man, these jerseys are so great. And the Sixers have great jerseys to begin with. But these jerseys, they should go with all the time.
Nice.
They are great-looking jerseys. They also have an alternate that has Phila across the front, which looks really cool. Phila. Phoenix has the black with the purple and the... It looks pretty standard, except for they've got the Arizona flag on the pants in Phoenix Suns colors. And they're wearing the Los Suns a lot because of the large Latino community in Arizona. And my favorite, and I just tweeted a picture of these, Portland's City Edition that across the front say Rip City. Those are so damn cool. And yeah. Do you know the story behind Rip City?
Not that I guess true. I don't.
It goes back to February 18th, 1971. The Trailblazers are playing the Lakers, and they're losing. They're down 20. But they come back. They have a chance to tie the game at the end. Two-guard Jim Barnett gets the ball, takes an ill-advised shot from nearly half court. This is before the three-point line, keep in mind, so this is going to be worth just two. And he hits nothing but the bottom of the net. He ties the game. The crowd goes crazy, and their play-by-play guy, Bill Shonley, says, Rip City, all right.
Ah, that's what started it.
And he admits he had no idea where that came from in his brain. He just saw a half-court shot hit nothing but net and screamed, Rip City, all right. And the fans loved it and they embraced it. And Portland has been called Rip City ever since.
Wow, I just thought it was, I thought it was much more modern than that. That it happened like in the last 10 years with some of the... The high-flying guards that they've had.
Goes back to 1971. Dang. I don't like Sacramento's jerseys all that well. I think it's a bad look, but I do love Sactown across the front.
Jim Rome gets involved in this with H-Town and Sactown.
Great.
The Spurs City Edition are the fatigue camo look, black and white, paying tribute to the rich military tradition in that town and all the military bases there. Toronto's got black with gold trim that just say Toronto across the front. Really good look. Utah's are a little much for me. Orange. It's like a sunset look. The red dirt in Utah and the mountain colors. And you go to, it looks like Zion National Park. And the Washington Wizards are very cool. It just says DC on the front with a hand going up from the D and a basketball on top. They also have an addition that just, which I think is even better, across the front says the district. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So overall, I give way big thumbs up, probably 7 thumbs up and a couple of thumbs sideways to 3/4 of the way down for a couple of those that I don't like. But for the most part, I'm really embracing the City Edition look. And when I tune into a game now and I see a team is wearing their City Edition jerseys, if it's one of the 80% of them that I like, if it's the district against Cream City, man, it makes the game more enjoyable for me.
Yeah, I think most of the looks, they're spot on. The Mavericks may have the worst one.
I think the Mavericks or Utah or Denver. I think those are the three worst.
In Sports Illustrated's breakdown of it, the Mavericks made the category of hell no.
Yeah, and most of the Mavs fans that I know don't like them. They tolerate them at best, but they're not really going out to buy them.
They're not intimidating looking for sure. That font.
All right, that's a look at the City Edition uniforms as the uniform czar joins us for this edition of Basketball Junes. Couple of footnotes from our City Edition segment in Basketball Junes 10 minutes ago. George, did you know Chicago has a city flag?
Yes.
So I mentioned that the Chicago Bulls City Edition jersey have stars going down the panels of the pants like the Globetrotters. And Chicagoans are saying that's the Chicago City flag. Isn't that
sure enough, yeah.
I didn't know that cities had flags.
I don't know if many do.
Like Dallas doesn't have a flag, right? Fort Worth doesn't have a flag.
Got a logo though.
But we don't have a city flag that we fly at all of our municipal places, do we?
No. And if you showed someone the Chicago flag, you may say that, oh, is that a country from the Middle East or something?
Mm-hmm.
It has two blue stripes and those stars. Yeah.
Also, we were guessing at airport codes, wondering how many of the City Edition jerseys reflect the airport code. Orlando, ORL, is not their airport code. It's MCO. That would be so confusing if the Magic wore MCO. Charlotte, CHA, is not their code either. Their airport code is the somewhat tense CLT.
Why is that tense?